www.thebigfootball.com.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to go right into your phone calls. And then coming up, Mark, you've got a story apparently about the Bible and some mistakes that have been found in the original version of it. I'm curious to know what that's all about. But first, Dale's on the line listening to WSJM on the FM band in the Benton Harbor region of Michigan. Hey, Dale.
Hey, how are you?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
My question is the statement that U.S. taxpayers are obligated for IMF obligations to the euro community accurate?
Run that by me one more time.
I heard a statement on Bloomberg when I was doing a radio interview, and one of the guests said that the United States is obligated for 60% of those obligations of the IMF. And if the IMF bails out the European community, we as taxpayers, by virtue of representing the United States obligation to the IMF, we essentially as taxpayers in the U.S. are obligated for any obligations that the IMF honors to the euro currency or anywhere within the world. Is that accurate?
Well, I tell you, if I heard something on Bloomberg, I'd be more likely to agree with, you know, to believe it than if I heard it on Free Talk Live. I mean, we're not financial experts by any stretch of the imagination, but I have heard exactly the same thing that as what you've said there, is that if the World Bank goes in, the International Monetary Fund goes in and bails out the European community, the United States taxpayer is on the hook for a good percentage of that. Now, I think it's interesting the terminology obligation. Because I don't see how this obligation was ever created. I don't see any...
You mean.
Right. I never agreed to, you know, some backing of the International Monetary Fund. I never agreed to any backing of the World Bank. My son, at this point, with the amount of debt that's out there, they're taxing our grandchildren. People that aren't even conceived yet are being taxed. How in the world can any of us actually be legitimately obligated? These are the obligations of thieves and liars in Washington, D.C.
And so I guess the real question is, at what point should the press start educating U.S. taxpayers as to these obligations that our corrupt politicians are putting upon not just us, but our children and our grandchildren?
Well, that presumes the press knows enough to educate anybody about anything.
You know how many medals the United States got in the Olympics?
Right.
It looks like we've got more medals than China. We win!
Right. So my point is U.S. taxpayers really don't have a clue. Our politicians are not educating us as U.S. taxpayers as to what they've obligated us for outside of our country. And I just find it just atrocious that the bad fact is accurate that we are obligated for European communities' failures within their own economies. How will we ever recover as an economy if we're bailing out other countries? So selfishly, you know, I'm looking at our recovery here, and I'm a small businessman, and I fund, you know, I'm a small business finance company, and we fund small businesses, and we've had this credit freeze on small business for 5 years now, and it's small business that's going to create the jobs to recover. Well, How can a small businessman be, you know, obligated for another country, and how can we help our country recover?
You know, Dale, I share your concerns, but I'm going to go a step further. I don't want to be obligated to help out the California government. I mean, I'm here in New Hampshire. You're there in Michigan. I don't want to have anything to do with bailing out California, Illinois, Michigan, all these other places where the governments are in serious financial trouble, serious trouble. I mean, billions of dollars owed in back, you know, back payments, basically at this point to shore up their, you know, their pension funds and things like that, which of course I didn't agree to. I'm not interested in. But ultimately, when California continues to fail or Illinois continues to fail in attempting to, you know, catch its budget up to speed, as they are failing because they're just not willing to cut their operations, then they're going to turn to the federal government. And the federal government is going to likely issue a bailout to these various state governments. And, of course, that means the Federal Reserve is going to print more money. And that means that all of us are going to be bailing out effectively these failing governments in the, just within this country. So I agree with you. I don't want to pay for Europe's failure, and I don't want to pay for California's failure either. So I agree with Mark. I don't feel like I'm obligated to any of this. I don't know about you, Dale, but I didn't sign a social contract. Did you?
Absolutely not. So, you know, how do we correct any of this dysfunction in our economy when we have a completely corrupt and dysfunction political system, not just in Europe, but also here in the United States? So, you know, are these, you know, I'm not a right-wing conservative. I'm not a liberal. I'm an independent, a true independent. I'm an independent businessman. I used to be in banking for 15 years. I saw how bad the banking system was run, and I figured I could do it better on my own, and for the last 15 years I have. So I'm neither liberal Democrat or conservative Republican. I voted for Ross Perot. I didn't vote for George Bush. And, you know, I wanted to support President Obama when he told me before he was nominated at the Democratic National Committee, when he told me as a small businessman he would support small business, he would help small businesses get away from all this regulation and this control by government. He essentially lied to all of us at that time. And
no.
So I'm not a supporter of Bush, and I'm not a supporter of Obama. I'm a supporter of independent thinking, and that's what our government lacks. But so the real question is, how can we ever recover as an economy when our political system is running the economy and it's so corrupt and broken?
Well, yeah, it's a great question.
That's the crux of the question. I mean, if I were God King, I could make a dictate that would change everything. First, when you find out you're in a hole, stop digging. Immediately stop the creation of currency through the Federal Reserve, and stop this all this. Create sound money. Allow competing currencies to come on board. Allow people to create things like bitcoins or use gold and silver and that kind of thing.
They're not going to do that.
Right, but they're not going to do anything like that. So, therefore, there's just nothing that the average person can do.
Right, here's what they're going to do. They're going to keep running their scam until everything runs into the ground, until they can't do it.
Until they've squeezed every penny out of your grandchildren that they possibly can.
And the only thing that you can do about it is to protect yourself financially. I mean, we've talked about gold and silver. We talked about the Bitcoin here, and we will continue to talk about these things. These are ways that you can take money out of the Federal Reserve note, and you can put them in. You can put those Federal Reserve notes into something that, in theory, can hold value. We know gold and silver do it pretty well over time. Bitcoin, I wouldn't go out on a limb and say that's going to hold value. It certainly looks like it's doing a good job of increasing its value. You never know what's going to happen in the future, and you never know what will happen with gold and silver, but they've got a long history behind them of holding value in comparison to fiat currencies. So you can shore up your own personal finances by taking your money out of the Federal Reserve note and the other fiat currencies around the world. But ultimately, changing the way business is done in Washington, D.C., it's just not going to happen. They're going to have to crash and burn.
All right. So I'm interested in both of your opinions. Do you think there's going to be any dramatic change in our political system here in Washington in the next several years, irrespective of who gets elected in November?
Not something short of a coup.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Neither one of you believes our political system is going to materially change for the better, irrespective of who gets elected.
I can't see it happen.
I haven't seen it. The last time the system changed dramatically enough to get rid of a central bank was Andrew Jackson in the early 1800s.
For every time people are saying how frustrated they are, and it's all the time. I mean, the happiness that people have, their satisfaction with Congress is what, 9% or something miserable like that. I mean, people know that there's something really wrong. They just don't know what they can do about it.
I don't think we can elect our way to freedom. freedom.
No, you will never let. Choosing between...
The best you can hope to do is stave off evil.
Choosing between criminal number one and criminal number two isn't going to achieve any more liberty for us. I've got a more positive solution here in a moment. And, Dale, thanks for the call. We'll share that here in a moment with you. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy, a mortgage lender throughout all 50 states in this great country of ours. The majority of people in the United States love the 30-year fix. We're the only country that actually has a 30-year fix. And you pay a very big price to get a low monthly payment. If you were to refinance into a $350,000 30-year fix in the low threes, it would take you 7 years to pay it down from $350,000 to $300,000. If instead you refinance into a 15-year fix in the high twos, it would only take you 2.5 years to pay it down, and in 7 years, you would pay all the way down from $350,000 to $200,000. You can't afford this kind of treatment. You must get into a better loan, and we'll show you how. Call us at 866-288-0088, 866-288-0088, or go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Until next time, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want, toll-free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Again, Free Talk Live, www.freetalklive.com, and those features, they include our webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact because the chat room is built into the same page as the cam, and it's all there free over at cam.freetalklive.com. That is cam.freetalklive.com. Now, I had a solution that I wanted to talk about because the question in the last segment was, well, what can we really do? I mean, you've got these World Bank, you've got the, you know, the Federal Reserve Bank, you've got all these central banks controlling monetary policy and screwing people over and printing money and devaluing the currency and increasing the supply of money and therefore just screwing with things monetarily. What can you really do about this? What's going to change in D.C. that's going to make things better for people, that's going to somehow change the status quo from basically the politicians and the politically connected buddies of theirs get rewarded. They reward their friends and they punish their enemies, and you and I get to pay for it. I mean, what's ultimately going to change about that? Because certainly the Republicans and Democrats have no interest in doing it. Maybe Ron Paul, but Ron Paul couldn't even do it all by himself anyway, even if he did get elected. And so what is going to change? Is there something coming on the horizon was the question we were asked, and neither of us see anything because business as usual is going on in D.C., and that's the way it's always been. People have complained for years about it, and they always say, well, next time we're going to throw the bums out and replace them with who?
More bums.
And replace them with the people who've made it through the vetting process of the Republican and Democratic parties and their national committees. They've made it up through the ranks to the point where they're able to run for some sort of high-level political office. You don't get to the point of, you know, running for U.S. Senate or House of Representatives without being some sort of politically connected character that is already bought and sold and paid for.
It's large. It's very difficult. Ron Paul managed to do it. Not a guy who's bought and paid for, but he had to compromise his principles to some extent. I mean, he had to create earmarks. He would then vote against the earmarks, but he had to create earmarks for his particular area in Texas.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, nobody makes it through the political system without some level of compromise.
Yeah.
Now, I'm of the opinion that if we put better people in, we'd get some kind of better result, but that's a difficult
thing. People have been saying that for years. That's
yeah,
the
sure.
same thing that comes up every 4 years. Well, we got to replace them with the good guys. Well, good luck finding them. And then good
How
luck.
Are you going to put better people in, though? I mean,
right.
you know, your vote's as diluted as your vote is diluted, and you can go on talk radio and demand that people be, you know, more responsible with their vote or whatever, but, you know, how that's going to work.
Well, right, and then good luck keeping the good guys good. If you actually find one that you think is good, good luck keeping him good when all of a sudden he's plied with all manner of money and giveaways from lobbyists, and the other politicians are trying to get him to log roll where he does the thing, their bidding. Yeah, back scratching. He does their bidding for them in return for them pretending like they're going to do him a favor. What happens when they dig up some of the skeletons in their closet and hold them against them for some sort of political favors? There's just so much skullduggery, terrible activity that goes on that we probably don't even know about. That's just, D.C. is insulated, man. It's not going anywhere. They're living large on our money, and the only solution that I think is viable is for people that love the ideas of liberty to get together and to get out from under all of this. The Free State Project is over at freestateproject.org. It's all about getting people that understand what freedom is, that you, in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, that to be free means that you're able to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else. Let's get to people together who think like that, the business owners and the individuals, the people that are workers or whoever it is that shares that same philosophy. Get them together in the same place. And, you know, if you don't share that same philosophy, maybe you share some other philosophy. Maybe you are you support theocracy. Maybe you want to have a religious state or something like that. You should move together with people that think like you do. Go ahead and move on over to Utah or wherever it is that you think is the best place to go. Let's get people who have similar mindsets together, because then they'll be more effective in creating the society they want. The Democrats and the Republicans, obviously there's more interests out there than those two groups, but they've been fighting forever. And other interest groups fight forever over control of school boards and things like that. There's no end to the conflict, and whatever really comes out of it, just bigger bureaucracy, more government, higher costs, everybody is pandering to everybody else. It's just crazy. It's a crazy process that never ends, and the way it is ending is that everything's regulated, there's taxes on everything, and the regulations and taxes continue to increase. So what can you realistically do to stop that? If that's what you want to do is stop it, you have to get together with other people that give enough of a damn, because everybody else is distracted by the gold medals in the Olympics, or they're distracted by, you know, Dancing with the Stars, or whatever the new reality TV show is that's on, or the sports, their favorite sports team that they love to watch and call themselves we as though they're a part of the sports team. All of this ridiculous bread and circus out there for people to distract themselves with, and why not? It's pretty, you know, it's pretty tempting to be distracted. I mean, it's like Cypher from the Matrix film plugging himself back into the Matrix because, you know, he realized that this whole fight for freedom thing was pretty difficult. Why not just go ahead and enjoy the fake steaks that the computer program told you was the real thing, because it was just as good as the real thing if that's what you believed. So you know, who can blame somebody for wanting to disconnect from all of the terrible things that are going on in the world and, you know, not think about it and just focus on pop culture and distract themselves? I can't blame them.
Yep. I mean, it's frustrating.
But I don't regret my choices. I don't regret being a liberty activist. I don't regret putting my freedom on the line. I don't regret, speaking out and standing up. I don't regret any of that for a moment. And I think that if more people would do it, then we'd have a different situation. I mean, one could make the argument that the reason why things are the way they are is because you are the way you are. Because we, collectively, aren't willing to do what it takes to ensure our freedom.
That people are getting the government that they deserve.
It's true. Obviously, we don't think that's true for everybody, because some of us...
There's some people that are working very hard to turn this around, but, you know, a few people isn't going to make a difference.
Exactly.
I don't know whether... And sometimes I wonder myself, is it worth it? I mean, if people want this government, and they seem to want this government, shouldn't they be able to have it?
Indeed. Let's go to Andrew, listening in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's on your mind tonight?
I don't know. Well, I was kind of nervous calling in, and now I feel like I'm talking to my friend.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you feel that way, even though we've never met. Hopefully we do come off as friendly. You know, it's just think about it as though you're just talking to us, and that there aren't thousands and thousands of people out there listening to every hanging off of every syllable. So go ahead. What was on your mind? I mean, surely you had called for a reason.
I mean, why are we paying these guys and they're going off spending our money on in other countries where we aren't? And I mean, like, who knows? Maybe they're spending money on, you know, FEMA camps here in the United States when the economy crashes, and that's where they're going to put us all.
Well, that seems pretty unlikely, because right now they have an effective slave system where you take care of yourself and you pay them. Whereas if they put you in a slave camp, that's a more obvious slave camp than the whole country, because that's basically what the countries are, the big plantations. But if they put you in an obvious slave camp, then you'd be less efficient. You're not as happy, so you won't work as much for them, and you wouldn't be as likely to turn over the money. You know, what can you really do? Well, stop paying them. I mean, if you don't like the fact that they're taking money from you, stop it. But the reason why people pay is because they're afraid. And, Andrew, thanks for the call tonight. 855-453. They're afraid of the cages. They're afraid of getting put in one. And who can blame them for that?
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have there. Listening options are included. We've got live streams, broadband, midband, narrowband, different size bit rates for different internet connection speeds. They're all free. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in and learn about our over 110 radio stations across the country that air the show at various different times throughout the week on AM and FM. Also, our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're on every single day. In addition to that, our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way as well. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
A couple of segments ago, a gentleman was asking us, what can we do about government's involvement in the monetary system, their irresponsibility in that area, the creation of fiat currency, that kind of thing. And I think the answer is you really can't do anything about them doing that, but maybe you can hedge against the inflation of the currency with precious metals. You can get gold and silver, whichever you can afford. They tend to be pretty similar, although they, you know, some people are predicting silver is going to outperform gold here in the near future. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you opportunities to get precious metals at really great rates. So whether it's a hedge against inflation or investment or barter currency in case things go really south, whatever reason that you want to get precious metals, you can get them through gold.freetalklive.com. It's, you know, we've got all kinds of coins there, ones that are common that you can comparison shop, ones that are specialty that you may want to get. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. So, of course, we'll take your calls about anything you want. Also, our number here, 855-450-FREE. So, finally, to this Bible story, Mark, you had mentioned that there's some guy that's been doing research or translation and has discovered mistakes in the original Bible. How do you do that? How do you discover a mistake in the original text?
Well, he found these, these old kind of, archived documents. The Jews are very good at having kept these documents. They believe that, the verbiage had to be the same over and over again. If one letter was wrong, then the whole thing had to be thrown out. But it's really impossible to believe over the course of 4,000 years that there hasn't been some kind of problem along the way, or that even it was written down initially wrong. This is from Yahoo, the AP. For the past 30 years, Israeli Judaic scholar Menachem Cohen has been on a mission of biblical proportions, correcting all known textual errors in Jewish scripture to produce a truly definitive edition of the Old Testament. His edits, focusing primarily on grammatical blemishes and an intricate set of biblical symbols, mark the first major overhaul of the Hebrew Bible in nearly 500 years. Poring over thousands of medieval manuscripts, the 84-year-old Cohen identified 1,500 inaccuracies in the Hebrew language texts that have been corrected in his compiled 21-volume set. The final chapter is set to be published next year. The massive project highlights Judaism, how Judaism venerates each tiny biblical calligraphic notation as a way of ensuring that communities around the world use precisely the same version of the Holy Book.
I'm not sure. Let me run back here and see if I can recount what you said. So you're saying this guy's just fixing some grammatical errors. I mean, like, an A's in the wrong place, or it wasn't supposed to be.
Contextual errors, grammatical errors, symbolic errors inside the document.
Is this going to fundamentally change the message of the Bible, though?
I don't think it fundamentally changes the message of Bible, except that every dot and tittle is God's word. Because if God was writing something, he probably wouldn't make a grammatical error, right?
Right. Right, and I guess the idea was that it was men that were writing, God was writing through their hands is the idea, right?
When I went to Christian school, and I went, for 9 years, and, was involved in my church and did Sunday school and all these things, I was taught that God wrote the Bible through the hands of 40 different individuals.
So the idea being that he kind of possessed them and that they wrote as according to, without their conscience, basically. Right.
And, so passed down the word of God in this manner. And, many Christians believe many different things right now. There are lots of people out there that believe that the Bible is, guideposts along the way, that you can use it for some level of history and some level of guidance. But there are other people that believe that every dot and tittle, and I use that term because that's a term that they use, is completely written by God, and that this is the
word
of God.
That'd be the fundamentalist, then.
I guess. I mean, they fundamentally believe what, the word of God is. I have a real...
Biblical literalists.
I have a real problem with this particular stand, because it allows... your assumption is that you reading in English... Reading essentially a translation of a translation.
So the first translation being from God to the words. Right?
Well, if you're reading the King James Version and, you're reading about charity, you define it differently. They define charity differently in 1610 than they do today.
Sure.
You're essentially translating in your head.
I see what you're saying.
Also,
you're applying your own cultural norms to the words.
Right, and many of these things have been written down throughout the years, and the terminology has been changed. You can see the Dead Sea Scrolls are different than what we had passed down through the monks through the Middle Ages.
So, but what you're saying is this biblical scholar guy who's 84 years old and has been doing this for a long time has determined that the original scripts, there were errors. There were grammatical errors. So essentially, God put an apostrophe in the wrong place or something like that. is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, it says here that that there's this Jacob Ben Hyman who did in 500 years ago went, you know, to do essentially the same thing, but he had to rely on inferior manuscripts and commentaries. Numerous inaccuracies crept in and were magnified in subsequent editions. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, you know, they're saying that even, I mean, this is a lot of hand copying to be doing, to have the expectation that there's not going to be a single mistake in it. So if there's one mistake every time this thing's hand copied, and you hand copy it 100 times, got 100 mistakes.
Right, like the old telephone game that I played in elementary school.
So that's, you know, that's how this thing comes down. So it's interesting, and it's just sort of, to me, it's one more little indication that perhaps that this Bible, this document that was put together 300 years after Jesus' death might not be the Word of God. I mean, I'm not going to say that there aren't some really good things contained in the Bible. I really do believe that there are. But I think that there's some real problems with taking some 60-something arbitrary books, jamming them together, and saying, this is the Word of God. But these other documents that we have, not the Word of God. And that gets, you know, this is voted on democratically.
Right. Wasn't there basically a group of editors that made a decision to include books but not include other books?
That's right. There's one of these councils.
Was God them, too?
One can claim that God is in the outcome of the vote, right? If God's out there. I mean, frankly, I think if God wants me to know his word, he should make it really, really clear. I find a real problem with God.
He could start writing it on your computer screen right now.
If God wanted us to believe the Ten Commandments, he wouldn't have written them on a little bit of stone and handed them down with Moses. He would have dropped them from the sky on pieces of monuments of granite the size of skyscrapers. I mean, you'd be able to see these things from space. If you want those Ten Commandments written down, you know, make it clear for everybody that God did this. Don't hand them to some old guy and say, oh yeah, God wrote this down.
Let's go to Diana. She's in Indy listening to WXNT. Diana, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi guys, how are you? I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just want to say I particularly believe the Bible is the infallible word of God. I like the King James Version. It's that's what I've been since I've become.
You know that the King James Version is the most flawed version of the Bible. I mean, it was modified by monks to include the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Keep her on it.
Yeah, hang on, Diane. I want to bring you back here. We can continue this discussion in a moment. 855.
It sounds really biblical, though.
855.
Thou should readest thou Bible on a regular basis.
All right, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Moments remain. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you thinking about doing something with a mortgage? Don't know who or what to ask or who you can trust? You have to be real careful. If you're thinking about a mortgage for purchasing or refinancing a home, or are 62 or older and considering a reverse mortgage to live on the home's equity, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice Incorporated. They're still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America where there has never been a fee or charge to consumers for the Today in America series of free consumer protection guides. They can even help you arrange a free consultation with a licensed mortgage professional in your area who is a member of the Center-sponsored LendingAllianceUSA.com. There are guides for purchasing and refinancing homes, reverse mortgages for seniors 62 or older, and even a guide about credit restoration. Call the Center today to arrange for your choice of any or all of their guides, or for a consultation. Call 1-800-593-6406. That's 1-800-593-6406.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The airwaves, even here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, the toll-free number is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them to you. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you get behind the show with $3 a month, and we'll take that money and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more Internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, AmpOnly podcast, the AmpOnly forum, and more. Go and get the details on that and get signed up. It makes a big difference for us when you AMP, and you get some extra perks as well. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, and thank you for doing so. As we go back to Diana, listening in Indy to WXNT. Now, Diana, you were telling us that you are a biblical literalist, but the Bible that you've chosen to take literally is one of many, which is the King James edition. Uh-huh. There are several editions of the Bible out there. Why that one? Why is that the Word of God? What about the rest of them?
Well, I mean, I don't mind the D's and the thou's. When I started believing in Jesus, it helped me, and it really, I started applying the things that it says, and it is really true. I found it to be really true. I found true peace and true joy and happiness in my heart, and I know those that have really done the same, they, you know, it's the same way. I mean,
no, that's excellent. I like what you're saying, but it didn't really answer my question.
I get
what you're saying. That's been valuable to you, and I can't take that away. I would never try to. I think that's fantastic. If you found peace through your religion, that is excellent. But my only critique or my only question was in regards to that you believe the Bible's the literal word of God, but my point being that Bibles are different. I mean, the King James Version is different from other versions that use different words.
He was drunk, and you can't go by what he said. And he didn't actually write it. He just gave authorization to it, correct?
That's true.
So, right. Yeah, I mean, there are lots of versions. I just don't. The other ones, they're okay. I mean, but I don't really like the King James.
I like the way the King James Version sounds. One of the problems is for me, is that, you know, I mean.
Old English.
They have all, no. It's not the I can read it as well as anyone. I was raised on this this document, but you know, the New International version, which was produced in 1970, they put together a large group of scholars, and you know, they frankly found out that the monks in the Middle Ages had just kind of added some stuff in order to make believing the Bible a little easier for you. You know, they made that Father, Son, Holy Ghost Trinity thing really clear. Now there was a big argument at one point about. Between Trinitarians and Unitarians, you know, some people believe that God was one, and some people believe that God was three.
I'm a oneness. I don't believe I'm not a Trinitarian. I'm a oneness.
And I think that that's very interesting. There's very few people running around. So I guess I'd ask you this: do you believe in hell?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you believe that I go to hell if I refuse to believe what the Bible says? Okay, so now the Bible says that Jesus' name is Jesus. But I know, and we know through history, that Jesus' name is Yaheshua. Now, this may not be enough to throw things up. Wait, am I Jewish?
Yes.
You know, maybe a little bit. I think we're all probably a little bit Jewish. But, you know, but so his name's Yaheshua. And now this may not be enough for you to throw off your belief, but it's enough for me. And so therefore, you know, God comes to Earth 33 years. He wanders around here. He does all his thing. He doesn't bother to so much as write his name on a cocktail napkin. He doesn't write anything down. And then if I refuse to believe the book because his name's spelled wrong in it, and then, you know, I get up there and sure enough, it was the word of God, with all 1500 mistakes this guy made. And then, you know, however many versions there are, the misspelled name and the fact that God didn't write anything down, he's going to send me to hell. Does this sound like a fair, just and loving person to you?
Well, he is very fair. He is loving. I just believe that I'll tell you like this. In order for you to believe, you have to, like, okay, the Bible is, like I say, I believe in the Bible is the infallible word of God. And if you don't believe one thing that it says, you know what I mean? I don't believe, I mean, I'm trying to, how can I explain?
That doesn't seem like a responsive answer to the question.
It's a very difficult thing to defend. I'm sorry.
No, it's not. It's really not. I'm just trying to, I have sometimes problems with it. What I'm trying to say, okay.
Well, the,
okay.
The reason why you're running through, you know, the gears are turning in your mind as you're trying to spit out the answer to the question
works for her.
Is because there's no logic here. Like, you've had a personal experience. I would never take that away from you. Good. I'm glad you found peace. Whatever it takes for people to find peace in their own heart, that's awesome. Great. But, you know, the message that's there is so contradictory. The message is that, oh, God loves his creations, but he's going to send you to hell if you don't believe every word of this particular book and internalize it.
And hell isn't really a big player in the Bible. I mean, they'll find some little bits of it in here and there.
Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Look, give it to Concordia to look it up.
Okay, well, I've done my time, man. I've read that thing, excuse me, ma'am. I've read that thing through three times and seven times in the New Testament.
Honestly, I haven't read it all the way through once. I got to Leviticus each time, and it's hung up on the uncleans and the cleans, and I go skip somewhere else. I'm not going to lie.
All right, fair enough, Diana. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you so much, guys. Bye-bye.
You know, hey, like I said. If you found peace, great.
And, yeah, that's cool. And that is what's important
but
as far as I'm concerned.
The really, you know, this ridiculous notion that God loves you, but this God.
Right. I believe in God.
Right.
My God doesn't send anybody to hell.
Exactly. I'm on board
with
that.
He doesn't send Jeffrey Dahmer, and he doesn't send Hitler to hell.
In my world, they're all extensions of God. I mean, God is not this this thing that's separate from us, which a lot of Christians believe, that you know, God is not in any way connected to them.
Then they're not reading their Bibles, because it says God is all in all.
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of evidence for that kind of New Age belief system in the Bible and in a lot of world religious texts. But anyway, the idea that God, this Christian God, is all loving, this loving Father, but on the other hand, has this side, side to him that is this vindictive, mean, nasty.
The old Yahweh mountain God that was, you know, sending Joshua to wipe out Jericho, to kill every man, woman, and child.
Right.
Imagine every man, woman, and child.
If you love your son Jack.
Yes.
Now, you wouldn't show Jack that you love him by when Jack does something you've told him not to. Let's say he does something to the dog. You know, I guess he kind of misbehaves with the dog from time to time.
He likes to play rough with her.
You know, you've told Jack, don't do that. I'm going to drop you into a pit of fire because I love you.
Yeah, that's fire pit's probably not a good thing.
Not really love. I mean, fire pit does not really equal love in my book, at least. Yeah. Let's continue, though. Gregory is on the line listening to the Big Talker FM in Wilmington, North Carolina. Hey, Gregory.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, listen, this is a great conversation, and I just wanted to put my two cents in.
Sure.
I'm out from work. It's so funny. I was raised, now, I shouldn't say this, but I was raised Christian as well, but I'm married different from my religion. So my wife is a Baptist, and I was raised Jehovah's Witness. So anyhow, okay. I believe personally, me and my wife have had deep discussions about this, and I believe honestly, man, the Bible, there are a lot of discrepancies in the Bible, but I you know, raising children in the split household that we are, you know, I believe you got to live your life right. I don't believe in hell. So when I heard you say that earlier, I'm like, yeah, me neither. And you know, I was raised the same way. It's like, why would God eternal punish somebody for that long? I mean, that's not a loving God. So I'm like, I'm with you 100% on that one.
Yep, Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe in hell.
Oh, interesting.
Yep.
No, absolutely not. So I agree with
it's interesting, though. Many Christians would say, well, why do you believe in God if you don't believe in hell? I mean, you would have to believe. I mean, if there isn't this terrible negative, you know, punishment for not believing what I believe, then why in the world would you believe it? Apparently, your story stinks so badly that you have to force people with hell to believe
it. Isn't it obvious the reason why people are good? It's because it's, you know, it's good.
It's effective.
Good things happen
it
to
works.
You. If you are good, then, you know, it's good karma. Good things come back around tenfold in some cases. And, you know, when you do things that aren't good, that comes back around too.
What do you suppose? I mean, if you think about it, though, and when you're raising children, and there's all these different religions out there and all these different translations, at the end of the day, I mean, who can say which one is right?
No doubt about it. I think that all you can really do is say what's right for you. And
exactly, and just do right. I believe in karma, and I believe that, you know, you should live your life right. You should do right by others. And I honestly believe, especially when it comes to raising children, that that's the way that you should bring them up. Respect one another, respect people. And I do believe you got to have faith.
Excellent point, Gregory. I appreciate your call and your thoughts tonight, man. Thank you for making it. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Mark, you're going to be heading up the show without me for a couple days.
Oh,
taking an unexpected vacation.
Finally. Finally. Get to do this show right.
All right. You have fun. I'll be back on Sunday night to do your show on Sunday night, because we're going to
sure ruin everything.
More tomorrow at freetalklive.com.
Did you know you could go back to school online? Choose a degree in one of the many available programs, including business, criminal justice, psychology, computer science, and many more. If you're serious about going to school in the next year and have a high school diploma or GED, the National Education Online Center can help you find the school you're looking for. Call them 1-888-808-5490 for an expert consultation. Call right away, because classes are filling up by the hour. 1-888-808-5490. Some courses not accredited in all states.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Youngevity's organic plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived organic, certified organic minerals, in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Youngevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696, or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.